I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another full day of baseball coming your way. Four straight playoff games yesterday. A lot of fun. A lot of low-scoring games throughout most of the day. Very close. Bullpens, a huge factor there. Could be the same today. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. We're here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. And every Wednesday at this time, we're lucky enough to have someone from foul territory. Today, it's former Major Leaguer Kevin Pillar. Check out foul territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Kevin, how'd you enjoy day one of the playoffs?
Oh, it was exciting. Definitely very exciting. I don't get to sit down and watch every game in its entirety, like from my couch, but I mean, that's the great thing about a mobile phone these days. You know, I'm a full-time Uber driver for my kids, you know, shuttle them to and from school, to and from practice. So definitely got home in time to finish the Red Sox-Yankee game, though, and that was very, very exciting.
Joe had Red Sox. I jumped on late after saying everybody's betting the Red Sox because everybody did bet them. And then I said, all right, well, I might as well join this party. And you felt good going into the ninth. And then you didn't feel good. But then Chapman loads the bases and then gets out of it. I mean, that's what it's all about, getting out of jams. And to see that guy at his age, after all he's been through on the diamond, all the pitches, all the torque, to still crank it up to 101, how impressive is that?
It's unbelievable. I mean, he is defying kind of the laws of physics. You know, you're supposed to kind of slow down as you age, and he's actually, maintaining mostly the velocity that he had, maybe, you know, a couple ticks down from when he first came in when he was throwing 104. But nonetheless, he's still throwing over 100 miles an hour. But he's the best version of himself right now. He's the best pitcher he's ever been. And you know, watching that game last night, the Stanton at bat was really the pivotal at bat in that inning. You know, if you have bases loaded, you got a 2-run lead with zero outs. If you're able to get that first guy out, statistically, you have a good chance at getting out of that inning. With the lead, you have the double play ball. Guy puts a ball in play, sac fly, even a hard hit base hit still kind of really only scores one run there, but it's amazing what he's been able to do. And if I was to bet on that game too, I probably would have jumped on the Red Sox bandwagon too. And I was really thinking about it. I love Max Fried as a pitcher. Obviously, pitched in the postseason World Series, pitched huge games. Love me some Garrett Crochet. But what would have swayed my vote was, you know, the manager's decision. Yeah, I would have bet with Corin. I think he just outmanaged him yesterday with trusting his guy going deep into the game like that. I think, I think Fried should have pitched a little bit longer in that game. I think that's why you go out and pay a guy like that for October games to get his pitch count up over 100, 110 pitches. You know, I know he had a little bit of trouble the last couple innings, but that's what you pay a guy like that for.
You guys are so right about Chapman. And Kevin, I'm like living the same life too. So we were driving to softball at the end of that Yankees Red Sox game at that point, listening. and they were going on and on about where he's hitting it, like 100 miles an hour. I'm like, God, 2016 was so long ago when he was doing that with the Cubs, and he's still doing it now. And then we start talking about, well, who still plays from the 2016 Cubs? Schwarber, and I don't know, do we count Chris Bryant? Like, it's a very short list, and he's still doing it at such a high level. Yeah, Baez too, but not many. Not many are left. Rizzo retired now.
I mean, he hasn't even the beginning of it either. I mean, I think it's kind of the Cubs thing when he got traded over there, you know, and helped them win the World Series. I mean, he was pitching long before that with Cincinnati, and that's when he was, right, you know, running it up to 104, but really no idea where he was throwing it. You know, even facing him when I was with Toronto and he was with the Yankees, like, it was more it was intimidating to get in the box because it was scary. It wasn't so much about the stuff. Obviously, velocity is always, you know, king. It speeds up your decision making, but he was just frightening to get in the box with because, you know, quite frankly, he didn't really know where he was going to throw it. You know, if you asked him, maybe he didn't really know where he was going to throw it. But it seems like now he just, you know, he's changed his arsenal pitches a little bit. But, I mean, I'm thinking about even the Stanton at bat. Like, he had, you know, really well located, two fastballs at the top of the zone. Even the third one with 0-2 was just at the top of the zone, got fouled off. And then he was able to really command a split finger in the strike zone, where he needed to throw it, when he needed to throw it. If you would have gotten that situation maybe 3-4 years ago, you know, I would have taken a live bet on the Yankees coming back to win that game. You know, just because he had to be, you know, he could very easily lose it. He could have thrown one to the backstop, which changes the entire inning. That was kind of always my fear, too, watching that game last night. Like, if I'm a Red Sox fan, is – you know, one pitch to the backstop really changes that dynamic of the inning. And sure enough, he was able to kind of just bear down, make the pitches he needed to do, and, you know, get out of the inning. And the crazy thing is he will be available today, no matter how many pitches he threw yesterday. Mm-hmm. From everything I've heard from people that have played with him inside those walls, he is an absolute animal in the weight room. Gets in there every single day, never misses a day, and will always take the ball.
Dylan Cease has to save San Diego's season today against Chicago. What do you think?
I mean, he's got the ability to do it. I mean, that's why that's why they went out and acquired a guy like him a year ago for games like this. You know, you hope he just kind of can find the Dylan Cease that we've all seen out of him. You know, it's obviously a huge start for the Padres, but quite frankly, it's a really big start for Dylan Cease right now because all could be forgotten about his, you know, struggles at the end of the regular season, him going in as a free agent, if he goes out and spends a great one today, because ultimately you go out and you pay for these starting pitchers for what they do in October and November, and, you know, Dylan Cease has an opportunity to do that today.
So, on the other side, you've got an opener with Kittredge, and it's hard for Cubs fans to come in on council and say anything negative because he pushed every button correctly yesterday, just the way he used the entire bullpen. All this chatter about the Padres have the better bullpen, Padres are better bullpen. Well, if you look at the second half, the Cubs have been pretty strong too. So, what do you think about this game overall and that decision to go with Kittredge?
Yeah, I mean, you always got to trust, you know, highest paid manager in baseball right there. He knows what he's doing. You know, I don't think a lot of teams had the Cubs, you know, going out and winning as many games as they did this year. So you got to believe in him. I'm not like 100% super locked in on like the entirety of the Cubs roster. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm guessing what was the young kid's name? Horton was probably the one who was maybe projected to start. I know he's a little bit banged up right now. I'm trying to go through my Rolodex right now of, you know, who else they would be starting. You know, I don't know why they're not starting.
They could go to Imanaga today.
Imanaga. I'm guessing why they don't throw Imanaga, but maybe they feel like they got a 1-0 lead. You know, they can utilize their bullpen. They trust their bullpen. You hate to kind of think that they're saving him for game three or for potentially game one of the next series, but maybe just the way everything kind of lined up, like I said, Horton was supposed to throw and he's a little bit banged up. So instead of getting people off their normal routine or rest or however it works, this is what he feels like is the best decision for them. And quite frankly, bullpen days are really tough for an opposing team. You know, it's not to say it's easier when you're facing an elite starting pitcher or any starting pitcher, but at least you know going in, like, you can game plan against this guy. You can watch the video. You know when you're using a bullpen game, especially if you're those, you know, bulk guys in the middle of the order, you are going to be facing the absolute best of their best. You know, you're going to bring your leverage guys in to face certain parts of the order as opposed to what inning it is. So those games can be very difficult for an offense to kind of capitalize on because you can't game plan like you normally do, and you don't really know who you're going to face until that guy's really warming up in the bullpen or running out of the gates.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mm-hmm. I was so impressed yesterday watching San Diego, Chicago. Everything in the air, as long as it was in the stadium, was caught by Pete Crow Armstrong. And you're the perfect person to ask about playing center field. He makes the easy plays, obviously, but he makes the hard plays look easy. I thought there was going to be a double in the gap, and he just, like, blowing bubbles, catching the ball. Like, he is everywhere out there, and that changes everything you do as a manager because you can trust, you know, everything you have to do in center field. All right, he's got it covered. He can go in the gaps. I mean, a defensive center fielder at that level is so important. There's not many of them, but he is unbelievable out there, man, watching PCA.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, arguably the best center fielder in baseball right now defensively. And, I mean, you could throw him in that conversation of just best overall center fielder in baseball. I know he had a little bit of offensive struggles, you know, kind of towards the second half of the year, but, you know, still ended up with, you know, in a pretty amazing year for really his first full season in the major leagues. But just an unbelievable athlete. And, you know, being a great athlete doesn't always translate into being an elite defensive center fielder or an elite defensive player at any position. What he has that really separates him, you know, obviously the elite speed, but there's a lot of guys that have elite speed. He just has really good instincts and he's got a really good feel for the position. You could tell that he, obviously being left-handed, growing up, he was probably a little bit more limited on positions he could play. But you can tell that he's been a center fielder for a long time, probably since he was playing kid pitch. He's probably pitching and he's probably playing center field and just has an unbelievable feel for the position. A big part of that is being able to read swings. And it seems like he's able to kind of, when someone's able to make a very difficult play look easy, obviously it takes unbelievable athleticism. It takes, you know, elite speed. But the thing that you don't see unless you're there in person and really focusing on him, I could probably almost guarantee that he's almost moving or leaning in the direction the ball is being hit before it's even being hit. And that's just having the best view from the outfield, being able to reach swings, and he anticipates really well. And he's a lot of fun to watch. You know, I was with him in spring training when I was with the Mets when he first got drafted. He went to a local high school right near mine. We actually are in the same division. So we kind of hit it off a little bit. I kind of like mentored him a little bit in that first spring training. But you could tell his ability to play center field was never going to be the reason he wasn't going to get to the big leagues. You could always tell, too, in his conversations that he loved playing the position. He had a passion for it. And a ton of credit to him for, you know, with how awful he was last year when he came up offensively, to go into the offseason, look at himself in the mirror objectively, and make those changes and come out and be an absolute monster this year, an all-star. Probably going to win most definitely going to win a gold glove. Probably even a silver slugger. So he's been fun to watch.
With Kevin Pillar, a couple more minutes here on BetSweat. The two biggest favorites, of course, the Dodgers, the huge favorite today. But the Yankees are pretty big favorites after last night's loss. Do you think either favorite, Yankees or Dodgers, are in trouble today?
I mean, obviously, I would tend to say the Yankees are in a little bit more trouble. Like, their backs are against the wall. I mean, the pressure is real. You feel it. You know it's win or go home. The Yankees are playing, or the Red Sox are playing a little bit more with house money at this point. And then what I saw out of the Dodgers last night is, you know, what you kind of expect out of the Dodgers. You know, they're facing a legitimate ace in Hunter Green. Kind of limped across the finish line a little bit this year to still win the division. Probably still have, you know, a top four record in baseball, what we consider limping across the finish line. And then really the Dodgers are just playing in a different league than everyone else. This is really their real season, started yesterday. Everything else was just kind of warm up. You know, when those lights turned on last night, that's the Dodgers I think everyone expected to see for 162 games. But even before that game started, I was very kind of interested. I did a little like looking at that matchup, you know, the Reds versus the Dodgers. And, you know, it's really almost impossible to bet against the Dodgers. But part of me was like, I could potentially see the Reds winning this series because I really like their starting pitching. I like who they had going in game 1, 2, and 3. But if a guy like Hunter Green is going to get smacked around like that, you know, what do you think they're going to do to a guy like Zach Littell tonight? You know, no offense to Zach Littell, but he's not Hunter Green. Just feels like the Dodgers are just a team that, you know, like I said, once the regular season's over, it's like everyone is like, okay, they stop yawning. They're like, okay, let's lock it in collectively. Let's go out and do what we've been, you know, expected to do all year.
5 homers last night. Yeah, I think you're right. People are like, maybe they can steal game 1 with Hunter Green. Nope. 5 bombs. Ridiculous. Kevin Pillar of Foul Territory. Check it out today at 1 o'clock Eastern. Thank you so much, Kevin. Hope to talk throughout the playoffs. Joe O. Sammy P. will give our breakdowns of each of these 4 games next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.